Good morning, everybody. This is Nicole Mangina with Windermere Real Estate, and you are listening to The 425 Show, your place to be for all things real estate and lifestyle related here on the East Side. We've got a fantastic guest with us this morning. Hi, how are you, Rob?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We've got Rob Rosemont here. He is the owner of the Roadhouse Restaurant and Bar and Inn. You actually have a hotel as well out in Fall City.
We do. We have it's a restaurant downstairs and a six-room inn upstairs.
Perfect. Yeah. Thanks. Well, I'm so excited to have you here today. Like I said in my email, when I was looking at, okay, gosh, who would be perfect to have on the show right about now? I just knew you, and to talk about Fall City and the Roadhouse would be great for lots of reasons. It's summertime. You've got this river there in Fall City. There's lots of fun things to do there. And you're totally affiliated with Twin Peaks, and you have Twin Peaks Fest coming up. So we have a lot to talk about today.
We do. Yeah. Summer in the Snoqualmie Valley is a great time out there.
Perfect. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about the Roadhouse. And the Roadhouse has been around for 102 years.
It has been there
a long time.
Yeah. The building was built 100 years ago.
Okay.
It was originally built, that was an old logging town. The loggers would come through. And so it was built as a tavern for the loggers originally.
Love it.
So
I bet there's some stories in that building.
I'm sure those walls could talk. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. This upstairs was built 15 years later.
Okay.
As housing for the loggers, so that they could spend the night after they came through. And
probably
now
a good call.
It's gone through different times, but now it's a six room inn.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. And you bought it a couple years ago, correct?
I did. I bought it 2 years ago.
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. And you retired. You were a high school teacher before.
I was. I taught high school history for 15 years.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. I was at Skyline in Sammamish.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How fun.
Yeah. It was a little bit of a career change going from high school teaching to restaurant owner.
So how did that come about?
Well, I'd been teaching for 15 years, and I love teaching, but teaching history is it's a little repetitive, you know.
Yeah.
The North still won the Civil War. You can't change history,
right.
so I just felt like I needed a change,
uh-huh.
And so I started looking for something different, and I stumbled across a listing for the Roadhouse being for sale.
Uh-huh.
And I only live about 10 minutes away, so
okay.
I had been there as a patron many times before. And
got it.
And so I thought that would be fun. That would be a good adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's been quite the adventure.
It has. A little bit of trial by fire at the beginning.
Uh-huh.
You know, going from teaching to restaurant owner. I didn't have a lot of restaurant background. I was a busboy in high school.
Okay.
But yeah. So I had that going for me. But other than that, it's just a lot of hard work and putting a lot of time and effort into it. But it's been great.
Great. What are some of the biggest changes that you have made to the Roadhouse since you've purchased it?
I think just a lot of upgrades.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great building. It's a beautiful building.
It's gorgeous. And it really anchors downtown Fall City.
It does. It's right on the corner there.
That is the premier building in Fall
City. It is. Yeah. It's right where the main roads come together. Mm-hmm. And it's right on the corner there. And the building, like you said, it's a beautiful 100-year-old building. Just needed some cosmetic upgrades,
right.
And so I've done that. New paint, wood floors, new signage, new menu. But a lot of it's just, being there. A lot of TLC and attention to detail, making sure the service is what our customers expect,
mm-hmm.
and that the quality of food is consistent every
right.
time it goes out. And I think people are noticing and enjoying it. So.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
And I would imagine you have a pretty loyal clientele of people who come in on a regular basis.
We do, from all over the place.
Yeah.
We have, locals. We have people that come out from Seattle every weekend. It's their weekend drive.
Mm-hmm.
And they come out to the Snoqualmie Valley. We have people who come and stay at the inn on a regular basis from
I
all
bet.
Over. So, yeah,
that's
it's
awesome.
Great. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, and if you don't know where the Roadhouse Inn is, it's in Fall City, but we will also have all of the information for this on the website after the show, NicoleMangina.com/podcast. So you can go out there. And this is one of the things I love about, real estate, especially on the East Side, is, as we were talking about before the show, I always say it's not about bedrooms and baths. It's about the people. It's about the businesses, all of those things that create the community for where we live. And there is such a wide variety of community options here
right.
on the East Side. You've got Bellevue, which is in theory, I suppose, a suburb of Seattle, but really a major city in its own right. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got Kirkland, feels like a little beach town. You've got the suburbs, and then you're out in Falls City, which is probably 20 minutes from here, and you feel like you are a whole world away. You've got the river, you've got, you know, this cute little downtown, you've got the roadhouse, and then these larger lots. So yeah. People who want more space and kind of the whole country living aspect, it's right there for them.
Yeah.
And I just think that's amazing.
It's just a little kind of rural enclave mm-hmm. between all the development that's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, Falls City, because of the sewer hasn't come in yet. It's still
right.
on septic, so... The big developers can't come in and build it up. So you still have the farms and you still have the small town feel.
Yeah.
So you can come out and there's blueberry farms and Rimlinger Farms is a big attraction out there.
I love that place. I used to go all the time when the kids
with
were
the kids,
little, right?
Yeah,
I mean, you can pick the fruit, but they have those little amusement parks. And
you can ride the horses or the little rides and pick the fruit. And so that's kind of the small town feel of it.
It's great. In fact, I remember, you know, we used to take the boys to Remlinger Farm when they were little all the time, and they've got that little roller coaster, right? And so the boys used to ride the roller coaster, and then we went to Disneyland. And the oldest one, there's the one, I think it's California Screaming with the mm-hmm. loop. Well, he was excited to do that, and he kind of waltzes up like this is no big deal because he's been on the Remlinger Farms roller coaster. It was a very different experience.
A little bit different. Yeah.
I think he came off mildly traumatized.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a change.
But we love Remlinger Farms.
It is.
That's
it's a fun place.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and you've got great resources on your website as well. Again, we'll have this on my website as well. We'll link to it because there's so much to do in Falls City. You're right down the street from Snoqualmie Falls.
That's
so
right.
People can go do that. You can float the river in Falls City, which I always see the kids doing. In fact, our boys play baseball. I know your son plays as well. And I think we've got about 2 weeks left in our baseball season. And so I'm waiting for that to be done. And then we can come out and start doing stuff like that.
Yeah, Falls City floating is great. It's right across the bridge from the roadhouse, mm-hmm. Literally walking distance from the roadhouse. And Falls City floating, you rent a tube and they put you in their shuttle van and they take you 3 miles up the river.
Uh-huh.
They drop you off and you float the 3 miles down and you get off where you started and your car's there waiting. You hand your tube in and you're done.
Yeah.
So it's really a great way to do it. It looks
super fun, and they have little floaties for your coolers. They have ones for pets, apparently. You can, get a special floatie and take your pet. I think
probably
we're going to leave the dog at home for that, but I thought that was funny.
No, it's a great day, and we see a lot of floaters. You know, they come into the roadhouse for brunch ahead of time because we do a lot of breakfast and lunch business. So
do you?
They stop in for brunch to fuel up before the float, and then they go across the bridge, and they float, and... It's a great day out there.
I think that just sounds great.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, today, I think it's 80 or 90 degrees or something today.
This past weekend was crazy.
I bet.
Yeah.
Is it just packed?
Yes. If you're going to go floating on the weekend, you want to make a reservation.
That's what they said.
You can't walk in on the weekend, but weekdays you can, but on weekends or holidays, you have to make a reservation with them.
Okay. Yeah. Good to know. I'll have to get on their website and check it out.
Yep. That's right.
Awesome. And then, so let's Twin Peaks Festival. Let's talk about that.
Okay,
because
sure.
Because the Roadhouse, that was, and I have to admit, I did not watch Twin Peaks.
Sure.
So, but it was part of the show, right?
So in Twin Peaks, there is the Roadhouse.
Okay.
And the Roadhouse is the local bar and dance hall, basically.
Got it.
And so we are the Roadhouse in that. Just the exterior.
Okay.
Actually, the interior was done in a different location.
Okay.
So we are the exterior of the Roadhouse.
Uh-huh.
So we get a lot of Twin Peaks fans that come by, and you'll see them outside taking pictures of the building. And yes, and then stop in and check it out. And a week and a half from now, not this coming weekend, but next weekend, is Twin Peaks Fest.
Okay.
Where it's actually a planned event. You have to buy tickets for it.
Okay.
But 300 Twin Peaks fans from all over the world, literally all over the world.
Oh, wow.
Come in to the Snoqualmie Valley and they celebrate Twin Peaks. So
Okay.
The show has a great following, even though it was originally on over 25 years
ago.
Yeah,
in the, like 1990.
Yes. Yeah, 90 and 91. It was only on for two seasons originally.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Two seasons.
They have such a big following.
It's interesting.
I would
have
expected it to have been
absolutely.
Longer.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
But it has, you know, some would call it a cult following or whatever, but it has a loyal fan base.
Okay.
And they did a new season last year on Showtime.
Got it.
So
okay.
Just one season. And so Twin Peaks Fest is where 300 fans come together and celebrate the show. And the Roadhouse is a big part of that. So
that's awesome.
We host the kickoff party for the event, and then we host the closing party for the event.
Got
it. Yeah.
And is that like a dinner, or they have, you said some of the actors come as well?
Yes. So some of the actors are in town. That's a different part of it, where they actually have a kind of a meet and greet at a different location with the actors.
Got it.
The events at the Roadhouse are more just for the fans who are coming into town to kind of mix and mingle.
Got it.
Right at the beginning, get to know the other fans who have come into town.
Okay.
And then at the end, kind of to say goodbye to the new friends that they've met.
So, all right. Yeah. And it lasts all weekends, like a Friday.
It's from Thursday to Sunday.
Oh,
yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
That's a lot of Twin Peaks time.
Yeah.
So July 27th through the 29th, TwinPeaksFest.com for all the information there, too.
Awesome. Thanks,
10 Benny. Days, 16 minutes, and 59 seconds. It's counting
That's
down.
Right.
Oh, I love it.
I got it
okay.
right here.
Okay.
I believe they're sold out for this year, but you can still check. Yeah.
Oh. Maybe you can, like, stand across the street and, like, scope it out or something?
I don't think so.
No,
I don't think
stalkers.
So. Yeah,
stalkers,
but
okay.
You can check it out online and
okay.
and prepare for 2019. You can get your plans
ahead.
Get your plan ahead. It's always the last weekend in July. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
And I'm sure your inn is booked then.
It is.
For people staying at Twin
Peaks Fest. The inn books a year in advance for that. Yeah.
That's
We open up reservations a year ahead of time, and typically by early August, we're booked for the last weekend in July for the next year. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, it's
that's
fun.
Great.
Yeah, you look at the inn guests, and we have somebody from Denmark and somebody from Italy, and people
really?
Coming in from. Like I said, it's an international event. So
I just think that's fascinating.
It
Sometimes
is.
I wish I had something I was that passionate about. I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
My husband's a big Springsteen fan, so he's super passionate about him, and he would fly anywhere in the world to go see
okay,
him. Yeah. I don't know that I have that, but that's okay.
Yeah, mine's probably baseball. I've traveled around the country going to Major League Baseball stadiums. So,
really?
Yeah, I've dragged my family with me. We've been to 18 of the 30 so far.
Oh, what's your favorite one?
Favorite one is probably Wrigley Field, just for the history.
We love that one.
Yeah.
We did go there.
As far as the newer one goes, I love Camden Yards in Baltimore. That's a beautiful one. Fairly new. The new stadium down in San Diego is beautiful.
I was just going to say, we went there earlier this year, and I was blown away by how nice that stadium is.
Petco Park down in San Diego is
amazing.
A really nice one.
The stadium, the food, everything. It's just
the weather.
There's that too.
Yeah. It's 70 and sunny.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong.
My husband's a big baseball fan too, and I love to travel, and most of our conversations start with, hey, honey, we should go here. Why would we go there? That seems like a hassle. Well, we could catch whatever sporting events, usually a baseball game, when we're there. Oh, that sounds amazing. I'll get tickets tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah, good. Yep.
So I go to a lot of sporting events. We've been to Wrigley Field. We went to San Diego this year, and then Boston. We saw the Red Sox. We actually got to see the Red Sox play the Mariners when we were there a couple years ago.
Good.
So that helped with the sales pitch.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good.
So, and it is fun. It's fun. They're so different, right? The old ones versus the new ones.
They
and
are.
Some of them have a lot of history. Wrigley was an amazing field.
Yeah.
And
just
that whole, is it Wrigleyville or kind of the little area around
exactly.
it, right? Where they have all the restaurants
it's
and bars.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
And stuff like that. Now, did you play baseball growing up as well?
I did through high school.
Okay.
Yeah. I always grew up in Southern California. And so I played baseball about 10 months out of the year because you can down there. You don't have to go inside to hit. You know, you can stay outside. So I grew up playing baseball, so still enjoy it. My son plays, and I enjoy watching him play.
Awesome. And what position does he play?
He's a pitcher.
Okay. So, oh, no pressure. That's a big deal.
That's
awesome.
He enjoys it. Yeah, it's great. I was a pitcher also.
Were you?
So it's a lot. And my dad as well. So
I love
three
it.
Generations of
pitchers.
Rosemont pitchers. That's right.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's great. Did you watch, speaking of baseball, the Home Run Derby last night?
I didn't catch it live because my son had a baseball game that I was at. I did see the kind of the results on SportsCenter later on. So
Bryce Harper's dad pitched to him.
That's
I think
great.
He was not a pitcher.
Okay.
But it was really
sweet. There's a little controversy around that right now too.
Oh, is there?
He was pitching faster than the ball was supposed to land, and then they can serve up the next one. But he was speeding it up.
Pitches,
so there's a little bit of a...
He got more pitches than...
They're saying, but he still won, so he can't go back.
I missed that part. I just thought it was sweet his dad was pitching to him.
Hey, I'm in agreement with that, too.
I think that's adorable.
Awesome.
They had, like, special shoes. Sure. I'm a shoe girl. I thought the whole thing was
great.
It's
a father-son thing.
Yeah.
It was at his home stadium,
it was.
So it was kind of meant to be.
I think that's adorable.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, whatever. But, yeah, I thought it was very cute. So you're from Southern California. How did you end up here in Washington State?
Went to school in San Diego at UC San Diego.
Okay.
And met a beautiful young lady who ended up being my wife.
Yep.
And she grew up in Bellevue. So she brought
true
me
love.
Up here. That's right. Yeah. No, you know, Los Angeles is a nice city to visit, but it wasn't where I pictured raising a family.
Right.
And so we decided Seattle would be the right place for us to raise a family. And so it's been great.
Yeah.
I've been here 22 years now. So
okay. That's great.
Kind of a native.
Yeah. I think that counts.
Yeah.
And, you know, I agree. I'm not native to here as well. My dad was in the Air Force and we moved all over. And when we first moved here, I had not lived in the West, and I thought, oh, this is way up in the corner. There's no way this is going to go well. But I love it here, and especially, as you said, with kids, I think there is no better place in the country to raise kids.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, from the I don't have to say the weather. I don't know about that. I say that now because it's 80 degrees. I'm totally not saying that in March. but I just think we've got great schools. We've got good neighborhoods. We've got access to all kinds of things, especially for children. Because, I mean, there's arts, there's education, there's sports, there's athletics, right?
Right.
I mean, one of the things about Fall City is you're so close to the pass, Snoqualmie Pass, right? To go skiing, there's so and mountain biking and, you know, rock climbing. All of those things are available to everybody, not just kids. But I think for children to be able to grow up in an area where lots of different things are available to them is fantastic.
That's right.
Right? And there's lots of areas of the country where those things aren't an option.
Yeah, it's amazing. Fall City's exit 22 off of I-90, and so 20 miles to the west is the water, the sound, and 30 miles to the east is the pass.
Yeah, so you're perfectly positioned.
So it's amazing. You can hop on I-90 and go one way or the other and be either at the water or at the mountains. So it's pretty cool.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
What are some of your other favorite places in Fall City, the little downtown?
Yeah, so like you mentioned briefly earlier, we're only 3 miles from Snoqualmie Falls, which is a beautiful place, and it has Salish Lodge there with the restaurants and everything to do out there. So, you know, it's a lot of fun to take the family when they come up and visit. We always try to go out to the falls and
it's so pretty
out there. Oh, it's beautiful. And It's so close to the city, but when you're out there, you feel like you're in a different spot. You're
absolutely
out in you know the mountains, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So the falls is a great place. There's a couple of golf courses that I enjoy playing out there. You know, they're just local public courses, but
perfect.
Yeah, it's fun. They're relatively inexpensive and beautiful views. So you have Snoqualmie Falls course, and then you have the Twin Rivers course.
Oh, great.
Which are right next to the roadhouse there on each side. So there's hiking and biking. There's the Snoqualmie Valley Trail.
Yes, that is
right
on my
there.
List to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The trail runs, I think it's 30 miles, 40 miles. It runs all the way from Duval to Snoqualmie, I believe.
Oh,
or
that's
maybe
fantastic.
Even out to North Bend. But,
okay.
Yeah, you can go either direction, but we get a lot of people that come out and they're out for a day's adventure, you know, on a nice weather day. They come out and they hike or they bike and they
getting
outside.
For something to eat.
Yeah. And it's a great place to go hiking or biking because, like you mentioned, it's more rural, so you don't feel like you're walking, you know, with dodging cars and all that sort of stuff.
Exactly.
So, So there's a lot of outside activity. Summer in Fall City is great.
It's magical, I think.
And in the winter, it's a sleepy little town. And in the summer, it's a bustling small town.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. It's fun to look outside and see all the people outside, you know, floating the river or biking or just doing some sort of golfing or doing some sort of activity.
Yeah, that's great. I know those golf courses out there are great. My husband's a big golfer, and that's another thing I like about this area. There's a total range of golf, right? I mean, there's nice public courses that really don't cost a ton of money,
right.
And then, you know, sky's the limit in terms of what people would want to do for other courses and things like that.
Yeah, I love the two little courses by us and Mount Si, which is in Snoqualmie. You know, those are three courses you can play for $40 or less and have beautiful views wherever you look, the mountains and the trees, and gets you out of the city. So it's great. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, let's chat about the Roadhouse a little bit more.
Sure.
So I know I looked at your menu online. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. What's your specialty out there?
Well, we do breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. So we're open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. all 7 days, almost 365 days a year. We close for Easter and Christmas.
Okay.
That's it. So
wow.
363 days a year.
You're not messing around. There you go.
So it's, it's normally open, but it depends on what meal you're coming out for. We do a big breakfast service. And
we'll have to come check that out.
A couple of the favorites. So my favorite is probably the corned beef hash, which we slow cook our corned beef in-house. And our corned beef is amazing.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We also do a Reuben at lunch with the corned beef.
Okay.
And so the corned beef
is... And you didn't bring any with you.
Next time.
We're sitting here salivating over here. What are you doing?
I'm getting hungry too, sitting talking about it. Yeah. That's my personal favorite. Probably our most unique breakfast dish. We call it the ugly breakfast.
Okay. And love it.
Yeah. The ugly breakfast is basically, it's a mixture of a whole bunch of things. It starts with a biscuit at the bottom.
Okay.
And we make our own biscuits from scratch every day. And then it has sausage, eggs, bacon, gravy, and basically it's all in a bowl.
Uh-huh.
And it looks ugly, which is why we named it that, but it tastes amazing.
Okay.
So people, you know, they're a little scared at first when they see it because it is ugly, but it tastes amazing.
Good.
So yeah. So
okay.
The ugly breakfast is our most unique breakfast.
All right.
Yeah. So... we also, my wife's favorite for breakfast is the garden scramble.
Okay.
It's a goat cheese garden scramble.
Oh, that
basically.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
I love goat cheese.
Yeah, it's got vegetables and potatoes and goat cheese and egg white only. And
that makes sense. Debbie's pretty healthy.
She is healthy.
Yeah,
yes.
That's awesome.
So she gravitates towards that. I gravitate towards the ugly or the corned beef. So yeah,
well,
it says a lot about us.
That's good.
Yeah. And then for lunch, we do a great burger. Our Roadhouse burger is very popular.
Okay.
We use a really nice cut of meat. It's American Kobe blend.
Okay.
So it's not just ground chuck, you know.
All right.
And it's got great flavor. We do a meatloaf burger also. We have three different types of burgers. We have the Roadhouse burger. We have the lamb burger.
Okay.
Which has great flavor. And we do a meatloaf burger. So our meatloaf at dinner is very popular.
Okay.
We sell a lot of meatloaf. A lot of people are a little leery about ordering meatloaf in a restaurant, but I always say...
Everybody has their own specific recipes.
Well,
sometimes it's hard
absolutely.
To try somebody else's.
I always tell people, order it, and if you don't like it, we'll get you something different. And I've never had somebody take me up on something different.
I think that's great.
Yeah. But the meatloaf was so popular for dinner, we decided to take that same meatloaf and make patties out of it and make it a meatloaf burger also.
And oh, wow.
So that's really tasty.
All right.
That's good stuff.
I'll have to bring the boys in. They can do a little taste test of all of them.
That's right. That's right. So, and then dinner, we have a lot of specialties. Like I just mentioned, the meatloaf is one of them. We do some great salads, a steelhead salad, which is...
Oh, wow.
Grilled steelhead on top of greens. That's a very popular one. We do everything from burgers to steaks to sandwiches. So
awesome.
It's a lot of fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, I can't wait to come out there. I got my whole day planned. We're going to float the river and come
that's
and eat
right.
at the Roadhouse.
Yeah, come and get some brunch and float the river.
I think that sounds awesome.
Visit Fall City. It's a fun area. Absolutely.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Well, and so we always have a real estate tip here on the show at the end of the show. And will, again, have this linked on the website, NicoleMangina.com/podcast. But I thought it would play in perfectly today because we were talking about, you know, the options of being further out and different things. And they did a study and basically figured out, okay, what's your pain threshold for commute, but also how does that relate to housing price, which I thought was really interesting. And so the stats are to be within 30 minutes of basically downtown Seattle, the average price is $1.6 million. But if you're willing to be 30 to 60 minutes, which I think Falls City totally falls into that 30 mm-hmm. to 60, then the average price point is $890,000. So significantly less if someone's willing to go out just a little bit further. And I love places like Falls City. Duval's another one of my favorite places, right? Because you get further out, you get more space, but you get charm and character and a lot of things that you can't get in other neighborhoods, right?
Yeah, small town feel.
Yeah, I think there's so much to be said for that when you know your neighbors and you get to know, you know, the different businesses and things like that.
Absolutely.
So awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us today,
Absolutely.
Rob.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you. Well, again, we'll have links to all of your stuff on the website. Good luck to your son. You said he has about another month or so of baseball?
A couple more weeks left.
A couple more weeks.
Yep. Going into the playoffs soon. So hopefully the team will finish strong.
Yeah. I know that's always a big thing because they're tired by the end of the season.
They are, yeah.
But that's great. Are they in-state or do they have any more out-of-state stuff?
No. We're down to Centralia for the state tournament. So,
okay.
Yep. Centralia, Washington.
All right. There you go. Yep. It's in-state, I guess.
It is.
I guess it counts as local, kind of-ish. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for being here, everybody. Again, this is the 425 Show. We've had Rob join us from the Roadhouse Bar and Grill and Restaurant and Inn.
Yeah.
It's
Restaurant
everything.
And Inn, yep.
Yes, and if you missed the Twin Peaks Festival this year, we'll be sure to have the link on the website so you can register next year. But you could also come out when it's not Twin Peaks Festival and enjoy all of the Twin Peaks stuff, maybe without the crowd.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know, do you have a special menu for Twin Peaks? Is there Twin Peaks
we
special
don't. We
food?
Have we have t-shirts, but okay. No special menu, but you can come out and see the area, see all the Twin Peaks sites and have a
good
meal. Got
it. Have you watched Twin Peaks now that you have the...
I have, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And have you watched the new one? Is it related to the old one?
I haven't watched the new one yet.
Okay.
So,
I'm going to have to go watch it.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
I said, I know it's a big cult classic, but it's, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to go check
Absolutely.
It out.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being here, everybody. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week.